Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here from Anonymous.
Hey guys, given the current state of testing accommodations and a medical diagnosis, I would be shocked if I do not receive extra time. Obviously, I would like this assumption to be guaranteed, but LSAC requires you to be signed up for a testing date in order to have your accommodation request reviewed. Would it be a good idea for me to continue taking my practice test with the standard 35 minutes? I would analogize this approach to a baseball player using a bat weight while on deck before their at-bat. I don't think it's a good idea to practice different than the way you're actually going to test. I'd rather you test in the time frame that you think you're going to get. What do you think about this? I guess you could sign up for a future test really far in the future and just...
Well, also, you are going to get approved.
Yeah.
You have a diagnosis. If you have a diagnosis, you are going to get approved. You're going to get approved for whatever you ask for. I mean, at least that we still haven't seen anybody getting denied. Like, yeah. Even if people do get denied, they then appeal and they get through on an appeal.
Yeah. And on that note, we would say, be careful what you ask for. People sometimes ask for double time and then poke their eyes out because they are just waiting for the
test. That can
be
pretty terrible. If you ask for double time, they might make you sit there for full 70 minutes, even if you're done with the section after 45 minutes. Now you're going to sit there for 25 more minutes. I suppose you could just meditate or take a nap or something. But like, Ben, how long have we been doing this podcast?
That's a good question. 6 years? 7 years? Is it longer now?
I'll take the over. I mean, it's been a long time. Whatever it's been years and years and years. We have been saying since the beginning of the show, we have been saying, email us, let us know if you got denied accommodations. And we still haven't heard anybody who had an actual case for accommodations who got denied.
Yeah.
Like if you apply and give them no documentation, you might get denied.
Yeah, we've heard of appeals, but then we've heard of them being approved on appeal, which is an interesting switch, right? Because when we started teaching the LSAT before the podcast, everyone got denied.
Right.
I remember talking to a pregnant woman who had trouble going to the bathroom because she had to go like every 10 minutes or something. And she's like, am I going to get accommodations? And I said, have you ever had them before? And she's like, no. And I said, probably not. And she didn't get them.
Yeah. And now it's like you write in with some kind of documentation, you know, a copy of your diagnosis or something is probably fine. You don't need to go spend a whole bunch of money to have like real fancy testing done. If you have a note from your doctor, I mean, if you've ever been prescribed Ritalin, like you're in.
Yeah.
And if in the pregnant woman situation these days, yeah, you get a note from your doctor that says, hey, she's got to pee every 10 minutes. I think you would ask for and you would get stop the clock accommodations.
Yep.
Where at any point you can just hit pause, go pee and come back. I mean, I think that's what's going on these days.
Yep.
So Anonymous, I agree with Ben's first thought, which was sign up for an LSAT way down the road and then they will have to approve your accommodations right now. That's a perfectly fine strategy, but also I think you can pretty much just count on they're not in the business of denying people. They are in the business of accepting people.
Nope.
So I think you're going to get approved and you can go ahead and not use that bat donut while you're on deck. You can go ahead and take some hacks with your normal bat. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.